pastor, author, and teacher Randy Alcorn says, "Gaze upon Christ long enough and you'll become more of a giver. Give long enough and you'll become more like Christ." Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Giving is a testimony to God's ownership. Look at it as a seed we plant in God's garden that He then takes and multiplies. The amount we give is not important to God. He already owns it all. But the amount is important to us. You see, giving is a heart issue. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. 10% is a good place to start. And the church deserves our first gift. Anything above and beyond is something we must take before the Lord for clear guidance. And if we truly believe it belongs to Him, and we give out of loving obedience to Him, then we give in joyful anticipation of just how He will use it. Arguments over whether to tithe on the gross or the net are silly. If we love and give generously towards the work of God, we'll discover how loving and generous He is with us, though in ways the world may not recognize. Now, giving is not just for the rich. Jesus recognized the poor widow who, in her poverty, gave all that she had, literally all that she had to live on. She gave out of love for God. Giving takes our eyes off of ourselves and puts them on the true giver. We honor Him with the first of our income in gratitude for all He's given us. It's a means towards becoming more like Christ. Once you start, you'll experience the peace and joy that accompanies it. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. You can find Seven Gray Swans online at Amazon.com.